first question. What was the thing you did in the Korean War? How did it affect the war during the time?
In the Korean War in the last year, which was 1950, end of 1952 through 1953, so I didn't play a big part in it, served with what we call in England the Royal Engineers, or we call ourselves also the Sappers, and it was a matter of building and maintaining defences, putting up and clearing minefields, building some bridges, building and maintaining roads. Good. So I served with what was called a field squadron of the Royal Engineers. And our most important battle was the Battle of the Hook in about February 1953, where we were attacked by most of a Chinese division. I was not an infantryman on the Hook itself during the attack, but I came in about 6 o'clock next morning to help sort out, get out the people from the bunkers that were buried. They were buried in there by the army. And then we rebuilt the defences for them.
The most dangerous part that happened when you were there?
Getting into minefields. Two or three times I found them dangerous. On one occasion, I lost my reconnaissance corporal on clearing a minefield. I had to go and recover the body.
Did you learn anything from the experience of the war?
Yes, I was lucky enough as a 21, 22-year-old young man to be trusted commanding 60 men of my troop in war on the battlefield, in the defences, occasionally under attack, and that was a great experience, which gave me self-confidence.
Were you on the front lines, and what was it like on the front lines?
Well, I was not in the infantry holding the front line. Our job was to support the infantry. Sometimes that meant going ahead of the front line in the minefields, laying or lifting minefields in front of the front line, but on the front line, building roads so that their ammunition and food could come up, things like that. It's not particularly nice being in the front line when you're being shelled or mortared. I don't recommend it.